The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. It's been a dynamic day thus far in the corn pit at the Chicago Board of Trade, with many contracts locked limit up. But we'll begin in Kansas City, where March wheat is trading now 4.93, up 11 and 3 quarters on the open May at 5.02, up 13 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat trading at 4.74 and a half, up 18 on the open May, 4.84, up 14 and a half. July, 4.85, up 15. December, $5, up 14 on the open. March corn opened at 396 and a half, up 20 on the open May, 407 and a half, up 20. July, 414 and a half, up 20. September, 402 and a half, up 20. December, 394 and a half, up 20. And March, $4 and a quarter, up 20 on the open. All are still locked limit up, with the exception of the March contract now trading 398, up 17 and three quarters. March oats open at 696 and a half, up 12 and three quarters on the open. May at 280, up 17. January soybeans open at 686, up 22 on the open. It's now trading at 703, up 39. March at 696, up 23 and three quarters. May, 707, up 18 and a quarter. July, 722, up 20 and a quarter. November, 745, up 21 and three quarters. November, now at 765, make it 766, up 42 and three quarters. January soybean meal opened at $196.60, up $7. March opened at $201.50, up $7.10. January soybean oil opened at $28.80, up $68. March $29, up $64. At the Merck, January feeders open at 96.20, down 137 and a half on the open. March, 94.60, down 135. April, 96.20, down 150. May, 97.40, down 122 and a half on the open. February live cattle open at 92.95, down 65 on the open. April, 93.50, down 85. June, 89.25, down 52 and a half. August, 87.55, down 40 on the open. February lean hogs open at 60.45, down 5 on the open. April, 63.80, down 30. May, 71.30, up 37 and a half. And June, 72.55, down 10 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91 even, up 12 and a half on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Dave, and an exciting morning it is.
Well, what we really want to know is whether or not these numbers will have legs when we come back after the Martin Luther King holiday.
I think so. You've kind of broke this market out to the upside now. The fundamentals are coming back into focus. We had that first week or so of liquidation by the funds. And those numbers today, certainly I think the corn's a leader, but that number in the corn is pretty impressive.
What do you take away with this in terms of what end users might need to do?
Well, I think there was a lot of maybe disbelief that they needed to really get in and buy at these levels. We picked up this week, Dave, from supply stock producers. I think they're starting to believe this may be for real. So I think it's all about cover and inventory. And, yeah, we still have a fair amount left here, but with those ethanol plants coming and the demand, I think the market's really going to focus on I've got to get a hold of those physical needs, and we may have to go quite a bit higher before we run out of buyers, so to speak.
Well, you look at the lead month option of corn. The contract high is 396.5, and of course today it's at 396.5. Can't go higher anymore today. We're going to come back on Tuesday, make new contract highs. Where might potentially be the upside in this corn market?
I think the long term, you know, projections, what you have to look at again. We look down the road at some of the numbers we had 95, 96. Here at Risk Management, we've kind of been using that kind of a market as a template. So if we come in and we continue to have good exports, Dave, I think that's the key to keep this market going. I think you got to look at this as kind of a 95, 96 pattern if we can make another leg higher even on top of this next week.
Does that suggest that even something with a 5 is not out of the question?
I think with today's action, that wouldn't be out of the question. I think, again, what we got to focus on is how to deal with that. Again, here, what we're trying to do is we're not trying to be wildly bullish without saying don't forget to sell, don't forget to be flexible in your marketing plan this year.
So where are you then on sales at this particular price level, and what is the price level you're recommending for future sales?
Well, $4 kind of been a natural target, I think, to kind of finish up some 06 sales for us. Again, we've highlighted and really tried to promote the idea of make sure you do that and have call options to pre-own what you've sold and what you're going to sell. And on the 07 corn, kind of up into our target area here, right near the $4 level, again, we'd make some sales and, again, make sure we cover those sales with calls.
Turn your attention to the beans. The bean report, a little bit of a mild, friendly report. But if you take that away and look at the bigger picture, bean stocks are still somewhat burdensome, but traders aren't thinking that today.
No, I think what we're looking at is down the road. When you look and do some numbers, if the acres drops down 4 or 5 million next spring, Dave, I think that's what they're focusing on. And then the carryover in the coming year gets very tight. So I think the beans are following, but I think it's more an anticipation of what we're going to see as we get to that planted acres report.
But January beans, Chuck, now at 698, up 34. The Novi's next year, 759, up 35 and three quarters. Looks like traders are thinking, we need beans now.
Yeah, it's kind of an unusual market. We've got all these factors that are driving it, and I think part of it is probably pretty tight farmer selling. You know, farmers are tight holders, so I think they're trying to entice them out. Kind of a number we've heard, Dave, that guys would like to get would be $7 cash. I think that's probably what the market is trying to do, is pull some of those beans from farmers to meet their, you know, expectations or current needs.
What do you make of the winter wheat acres report?
Oh, kind of in line. It wasn't anything too wild there out of expectations. I guess what it does show is that those acres are planted, and if we need to draw away from those, maybe. I mean, guys, the one thing about wheat, you can always use it as a cover crop and plant corn next spring. So is the wheat need to stay up to a certain price to ensure the guys don't tear that up next spring? I think that's the key to watch as we go through the wintertime and head towards spring.
Does the report also imply some friendliness to corn?
Yeah, I think when you do reduce that carryover down to the area they went to, that 752, what that means is we probably need to get another million or so acres somehow out there. And at the USDA discussion with Keith Collins in Congress, I don't know that we're going to get any more than 3 million CRP acres maybe released this year. So it puts a real burden out there to make sure we get those acres up as we go towards that winter planting time frame.
So what do you take away then as the key features of all the numbers today? In your mind, what will have the most staying power heading into the March time frame when we begin to focus in on planted acres?
It's definitely the corn number. And, I mean, the yield went down. We were kind of thinking that was going to happen. Got bigger reduction than people thought. And then also the carryover going down, again, that just highlights the need that we've got to have those acres that we go in and plant those next spring, and then makes us very dependent upon a good yield in 2007.
Turn your attention over to the Merck, where feeders really are taking it on the chin today.
Yep, pretty typical when we see this corn going up. Those guys have bought those feeder calves. They've got to buy them cheaper here to be able to cash flow that. So feeders are going to take it. It'll be interesting to watch the hog market, see if it can respond to the upside. Before, we saw hogs trail and and kind of mimicking corn on the upside. So feeders down hard, but maybe we can see the hogs kind of pick up the pace to kind of ensure we don't liquidate too many hogs.
Thank you much, Chuck.
Hey, Dave, thank you.
Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City March wheat. $5 up 18 and 3 quarters. At the Board of Trade, March wheat 483 up 26 and a half. May 494 up 24 and a half. March corn 396 and a half up 20. May 407 and a half up 20. July 414 and a half up 20. September 402 and a half up 20. December 394 and a half up 20. January beans 698 up 34. March 708 up 33 and 3 quarters. May 721 up 32 and a quarter. November 757 up 33 and 3 quarters. You're listening to WILO Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.